In 1982, with the Cold War still in full swing, Walt Disney released the film Night Crossing, which starred John Hurt and Beau Bridges. The film tells the true story of the Strelick and Wetzel families, who in 1979 fled repressive communist East Germany. What's most remarkable about their story is the manner of their flight. These two families created a massive homemade hot air balloon sewn under the cover of night on a sewing machine hidden in the attic. They transported that balloon to a field on the outskirts of town and soared above the earth, dodging secret police on the ground and helicopters in the air. And they did it twice. The first time, the balloon crashed a few hundred yards on the eastern side of the border. So the families snuck back to town, evaded the Stasi for weeks, made a second balloon, and finally completed their flight a second successful time. Night Crossing came back to my mind this past week, both as I studied the gospel text for today of the Holy Family's flight to Egypt, and as I considered the auspicious change on our calendar. I remember the fear and tension evoked throughout that film. The characters were fidgety with anxiety as they moved toward the date of their escape. The families wanted desperately to get out. Well, today is the first Sunday of a new decade. We've said goodbye not only to 2019, but to the 2010s. And for many of us, the farewell may have the feel of a flight response. Like the Strelwick and Wetzel families, we may want to hop into a hot air balloon and soar far and away from the decade just ended. Consider a few reasons why. In the past 10 years, the cost of private health insurance rose by 50% in this country, while during the same decade, median household income in the United States in real dollars rose less than 3%. We will soon reach a day when the cost of health insurance is no longer viable, either for individuals or employers. In the past 10 years, mass shootings in the United States, and that is defined as shootings in which four or more people are killed in a public place and not related to robberies or domestic violence, mass shootings in the United States have proliferated. 20 years ago, mass shootings occurred on average once every 6 months. 10 years ago, mass shootings occurred once every 2.5 months. Today in this country, there is a mass shooting every 47 days. 2,000 Americans have been killed in mass shootings since Charles Whitman climbed that tower at the University of Texas 50 years ago. 2,000 Americans have been killed in mass shootings in that time, but half of those victims have been killed in the past 10 years. And a third of those victims have been killed in the past 5. In the past 10 years, the number of displaced people and refugees on the planet has reached a record high. There are now 25.9 million refugees across the globe. That is almost equal to the entire population of the great state of Texas. Think about that. And more than half of those refugees are children under 18. These are people like the Holy Family in today's gospel, willing to travel in the dark of night, to take risks as daunting and dangerous as making a homemade hot air balloon or crossing the Rio Grande with an infant on one's back. All in the effort to preserve those they love as much as we love our own families. In the past 10 years, we could add to these tribulations environmental degradation, the dearth of economic opportunity in our nation's heartland, the loss of faith in religious institutions, the breakdown of the common goodwill, and the disdainful rhetoric of our political leaders, all as contributors to our desire to soar up and away. Our flight response from this decade just ended. Though I was 10 years old, I saw the movie Night Crossing in the theater. And all this time, I have never forgotten the final scene. When that hot air balloon finally lands in a field, the father of the two families, the fathers, creep toward the road until a policeman comes across them and shines his flashlight in their face. And one of the men asks, "Are we in the West?" The officer responds, "You are." And the father's joy erupts as they call forth their families from the shadows. Now note, the question asked is not, "Have we escaped the East?" But rather, "Have we found the West?" You see, though that film certainly includes a lot of anxiety and fear to escape from, it is even more deeply characterized by hope, the hope of flight to. In other words, more than families fleeing from the past, it's about families who are pursuing a hopeful future, even when doing so requires much risk and danger. And that casts a different light. So let's look at the gospel text today where that same dual perspective pertains. On the face of it, the Holy Family is fleeing clear and present danger. They've got to get out and quickly in front of Herod's death squads. But our horizon on this event is as broad as the gospel. We know the rest of the story. And we know that the story is not only about the flight from a dark and desperate yesterday. It's really about Jesus moving into a tomorrow that brings light and hope and love, first to dusty Palestine and finally to the whole world. The Holy Family escapes from Herod so that they can move into God's grace. Throughout today's gospel, Matthew says again and again that Joseph takes the Christ child from danger and into hope. 5 times the text says this, that Joseph takes the child, and the child is the bearer of the priceless promise. Not only is Jesus the one taken into a hopeful future, he's also the very one who makes that future possible. And so, as we move from one decade to another, must we really cast the turn of the calendar as a flight response? Must we think primarily of this past decade as something from which we need to escape? Well, first we have to ask, did we take Christ with us as we moved through these years? Was he present in our world? Surely he was. You see, this also characterized the 2010s. In the decade just ended, the number of people across the globe living in extreme poverty was cut in half, from 1.2 billion people to 600 million. For the first time in all of human history, less than 10% of the world lives in extreme poverty. With regard to violence, the misleading bombardment of the 24-hour news cycle notwithstanding, we are now living in the least violent era of human history. In the decade just ended, a smaller percentage of the world's people died by violence than ever before. And the Christ Child has been active locally as well. In Houston, in the decade just ended, the number of people who are chronically homeless and living on the street has been cut in half. At the Beacon, our own ministry just across the street, in the decade just ended, 70,000 different individuals walked through those doors and were fed 663,000 meals. And if you want to add spiritual nourishment to the physical, in the decade just ended, at Christ Church Cathedral, in these walls, we have baptized 450 people, and we've confirmed another 310. Add to these few examples the countless other ways and places that Christ has been active, and friends, the world starts to shine just a little bit. In other words, as we pull high and away from the decade past, we can see it as a time from which anxiously to escape, or we can recognize the light of Christ that we have carried throughout these years, and that we continue to hold this day, and that we will take with us into the future. Any era, any day or week or year can be either nightmare or dawn. It all depends upon whether we understand ourselves to be escaping from darkness or flying toward hope. The world will always include Herods, those who would turn on their neighbors, little men with lots of power who choose to be casually cruel, the apathetic. But the movement of Christ into that world adds light that scatters darkness, crowds out anxiety with hope, and can redeem all things, including, if we are brave and doggedly faithful, all of those tribulations I mentioned at the outset. So long as we carry Christ with us, only if we carry Christ with us, we have to be as audacious as the kind of people who, in the shadow of danger, would patch together a hot air balloon in their attic and fly over barbed wire into hope. We've not escaped the 2010s. We are soaring into the 2020s. And through us, the love and grace of God can render this a better world. So let's do it. Happy New Year. Amen.